Welcome to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. This is your good friend and coach Payal Nanjiani. And today, let's talk about an interesting leadership word, detour. I can honestly say I enjoy coaching leaders. Not because, you know, not too long ago, one of the senior managers from a finance company contacted my office for coaching. Now, during the introduction call, I got to know that he had been going through a rough time. As he and I sat at the coffee shop, his head hung low, he lifted his eyes and said, "Payal, I feel as if I was running into a detour after detour after detour. And these detours merely kept replicating and multiplying rather than taking me anywhere meaningful." He said, "I have an employment gap history. I'm getting stuck in the same position in the company. I've been hopping companies. I'm being passed off for promotions and I've faced layoffs." And here's what I told him, which I once read somewhere, that God is more interested in your development rather than in your arrival. Now, for most of us, for almost every professional, there are times when your career path deviates from what you might have hoped. For instance, you might have faced a layoff, a reassignment, relocation, or the need to take time off for health issues or caregiving. If life has taught me anything, it's about not to get too comfortable with where I am or the path I have mapped for the future, because no one goes untouched by the bumps in the roads or the unexpected detours. No journey through life follows a straight line and a predictable path. There will always be shocks, surprises, and a lot of bumps along the way. As a leader, you have to learn how to embrace these challenges, and that's what makes life interesting. And overcoming these challenges is what makes your career life meaningful. Just because we hit an unforeseen turn of events doesn't mean we are powerless, because we have a choice how we respond. Now, of course, detours come in all shapes and sizes, and there is a big difference between dealing with everyday disruptions, you know, like firing a team member or having a conflict with a team member or a management, encountering a traffic jam on the way to work, or suddenly facing a medical crisis, loss of jobs, or the end of an important relationship. So this is not to say that some detours won't be sad, frustrating, or even life-altering. There will be detours like this, and it may well be that our biggest opportunity for growth within these events will be learning to accept and express our own emotions towards these detours. Let me ask you, how do you cope with surprises and unexpected change? Do you become stressed? Do you panic? Do you get frustrated? Do you become angry? Do you become stuck, unable to take action? Detours will be sad and life-altering. Unsuccessful people make decisions based on their current situation. Successful people make decisions based on where they want to be. Sometimes a detour introduces you to new ideas or a path you never considered before. Other times it may open your eyes to the realization of what and who matters most to you in life. My friends, learning to make the most of unexpected detours by really experiencing them is part of the adventure of leadership. It helps you to be a leader to the fullest. In fact, many leaders, they view detours as deviations from the main path. Still, when it comes to our career journeys, these detours can be valuable experiences that enrich our personal and professional lives. These seemingly off-road excursions often present profound growth, learning, and self-discovery opportunities. Sometimes what looks like a setback is really a divine detour. God can use the delays and disappointments to get you to your purpose. Career life is filled with detours and dead ends, trials and challenges of every kind. Detour is actually a part of God's plan. It's one of the most empowering paths to your destination. We all like to think of life as being, a meticulously planned road trip. We plan our routes, expecting smooth highways and timely arrival, but that's just as we are, and just as we are cruising at top speed, detours come out of nowhere. We are rerouted and forced to travel down roads we never intended. While being demoralized in the process, it reduces our speed. The beauty of detour, my friends, however, is that as frustrating as it may be, it often leads us down paths that are more fulfilling than we ever imagined. When thinking about the detours in my own life, one in particular really stands out. So I had planned on relocating to India from my home of 25 years in America. I wanted to bring my coaching work to India. I had well planned out and mapped my work in India and how I would land there and get started. And I was certain that this was the one move that will be of a great path to my career. Now, the move happened in 2020 and I was buzzing with optimism. I immediately began reaching out to people as per my plan. And then suddenly, by March 2020, COVID-19 pandemic pushed us all indoors. All my plans suddenly crashed when the world came into a shutdown mode. I hadn't even remotely expected this. There was no way I could now execute any of my plans. But you know what? I was not afraid. I knew this was what I always call a divine detour. So during this time, I suddenly received many online speaking engagements in the two years. Things went great in my career life, more than what I expected. The conversations that flowed, the connections felt genuine, and all of this challenged me, nurtured me, helped me to grow, and introduced me to people, mentors, and colleagues who have since then become lifelong friends and mentors. And most importantly, it paved the way to where I am today, more fulfilled, more accomplished, and content than what I would have ever anticipated. So the point here, my friends, is that life's detours, as unsettling as they may be, often guide us to better paths. They serve as reminders that sometimes a no is simply the universe's way of rerouting us to a bigger, brighter yes. It teaches us that resilience, patience, and the understanding that rejections aren't failures, but rather redirections. So remember, my friends, that detour isn't a dead end. Often it's a scenic route. It's a scenic route to something wonderful. Embrace it, trust the journey, and know that sometimes the universe has bigger plans for us than we have for ourselves. Consider these detours in your life as divine detours. Detours are one of ways that God teaches us to follow His will. He knows the bigger picture. We don't. He knows what we want, and He will get us there through His ways. If you want to start your own business or become the CEO or get to that next big project, God knows the path to your dream. You just have to tell it to Him that this is what you want, and then you have to keep working towards it, following the path that He sets you on. Detours are typically unexpected and inconvenient. They take us off our intended route, and as such, it takes us longer than we plan to get to our final destination. But if you keep moving on, you will reach the destination. A straight line is simple, and an uninterrupted journey is preferable to a whole lot of stopping and starting. But God has a plan for your career life and a purpose for your existence. It's not just to get a job. It's not just about collecting a paycheck, paying those bills, or having fun on the weekend. There is a God-designed stamp on your life. But He rarely ever takes us to that destination apart from detours. He seldom takes us from point A to point B without causing us to make stops at P, X, and Q along the way. Every detour, my friend, is designed to help you think differently. It gives us the opportunity to mature and be prepared for bigger things that are to come. So when you are faced with a detour in your life, I want you to learn to trust God's timing, recognize His faithfulness, and trust the process and yourself. Wishing you great luck as you go ahead in your career life, and wishing you the best in all your detours to come. This is Payal Nanjiani. Stay connected with me.